And welcome back. It's midday. I'm Tom Hall. Time now for a theater review with our beloved and intrepid theater critic, J. Wynn Russett. Good to see you, Judy.
Always good to be beloved.
So you have been to see a new musical called Dave. It's at the Arena Stage over in D.C., and I understand it's about politics. Is it set in Washington? And is that why this is the world premiere, right?
Yes.
So did they purposely do it in Washington because it's a political thing?
Yes, I believe that was part of the appeal. Having a show that takes place largely in the White House, premiere just 2 miles away from the White House. Arena Stage's executive producer has called this a musical with Broadway aspirations, which I can believe. The creative team has a Broadway A-list. The music's by Tom Kitt, who won 2 Tonys for Next to Normal, another show that started out at Arena. The lyrics are by Nell Benjamin of Legally Blonde, the musical, and the script is by Nell Benjamin and the late Thomas Meehan, who is a multiple Tony Award winner for Annie and for The Producers and for Hairspray.
I've heard of them.
And I think you've probably heard of the movie that this show is based on, 1993 movie called Dave. Kevin Kline. That's right.
Yeah.
Yes, he played the title character. The title character was just an ordinary guy who happens to be a lookalike for the president. And when the president suffers a stroke and goes into an irreversible coma, his chief of staff has Dave secretly take the president's place. There are some elements from the movie that have been changed in the musical. Most significantly, Dave's profession. He is now a history teacher who idolizes Abraham Lincoln. He wears a bracelet that says WWLD, What Would Lincoln Do? And unlike the president in the movie, this is a president who tweets.
Oh, I've never heard of that. So this is a show, I guess, that one actor plays 2 characters who look alike, right? So
yes.
are there times when this actor, busy as he may be, is playing both parts at the same time?
Pretty much. This is something that's easy to do in a movie, but it's not so easy to do live on stage. And it's great fun. The director is Tina Landau. She's best known for the recent Broadway musical SpongeBob SquarePants. And she's done some very clever things. Drew Gelling plays Dave and the stricken president, whose name is Bill Mitchell. And when they are both on stage, sometimes we see one of them from the back. I don't want to give too much away, but there's a great number in the second act called Presidential Party. And Dave is in the Lincoln bedroom. You can imagine how thrilled he is to be there. And he's visited by 6 former presidents, plus the president that he's filling in for, Bill Mitchell. And Landau does some really clever sleight of hand, or maybe I should say sleight of whole body effects in this scene. I won't give it away.
Oh, that would be fun. That's worth it to catch this show just to see that part.
And I have to say, Tom, that isn't the only clever aspect of her direction. She makes use of the theater aisles, and she really milks a scene in which Dave, posing as the president, throws out the first pitch at a Nationals baseball game. He fills in the lyrics when the pop singer singing the national anthem forgets them, and then he leads the entire theater audience in the anthem. And at the performance I went to, the audience actually stood up for the anthem. It's shameless. But somehow it works.
It works, exactly. Well, shamelessness often works. Luke Spicknall will tell you that that's basically, I mean, I basically have a bumper sticker on my car that says shamelessness never fails. So tell us about the music. You know, as a musician, when I think about politics, I don't necessarily think about that as the greatest grist for the musical mill.
Yes, I can see that. As I said, the score is by Tom Kitt and Nell Benjamin. There's a lot of brass. That may not surprise you. There's a fair amount of numbers that are very anthemic. The music, I thought, was generally stronger than the lyrics, but the songs do progress the plot. I'm going to give you an example. The opening number is called There's Always a Way. And in the course of this single song, Dave loses his teaching job due to budget cuts. He decides to make some money doing impersonations of President Mitchell. Meanwhile, President Mitchell runs for re-election and wins. And we learn that Dave's father is sick and subsequently dies. And then Dave gets a call from the Secret Service, all in one number. And a number of the songs also develop character. The example that I really got a kick out of here is called Kill That Guy. It opens the second act. It's a big production number for the chief of staff, Bob, who's played by Douglas Sills. We know that Bob is a really shifty guy, but this number shows how truly malicious he is. He's been behind this whole switcheroo, but now Dave is not behaving the way Bob wants, so he sings that he's going to kill Dave. And there's a dancing singing chorus of CIA agents in black suits and dark glasses, and Bob is just gleefully evil and merciless. He actually steps on the back of an agent to get up to the top of the president's desk. I brought you a sample of another song, Whole New Man. Title has kind of a double meaning. Not only is this new to Dave, but the public doesn't know it, but they've got a whole new president. This is the number where Dave leads the national anthem. We see him perform a bunch of presidential duties in this number. He does photo ops. He does meet and greets. He poses with a student tour group and tells them, this is the White House. This is no place for dishonesty. I got a laugh the night I was there, just as it does from you. So let's listen to a bit of this song, A Whole New Man. You're going to hear a little political joke at the end, a reference to Russia's suspension from the G8.
Hey there, Jeff and Marie. How are things at Treasury? Really like that jacket, and I see you changed your hair. Photo ops, big front lawn for wide-eyed kids to run upon. Hey, kids, last one to the White House has to pay for Medicare. First pitch at baseball games. Get to meet those famous names. Don't believe a man who claims his job's not worth the wait. Call some head of state, prime minister. I know it's late. Just want to say you're doing great. I'll see you at G7.
It's like the Capitol steps on steroids. That's good. That's Drew Gehling and the company of Dave. It's up at Arena Stage in Washington. So, Judy, the movie had big A-list stars. Kevin Kline, Sigourney Weaver, Frank Langella. Big shoes to fill. How does this cast measure up?
Well, they are different. Dave and the First Lady are less starry, but they're more identifiable. Dave is an everyman kind of part, and Drew Gehling is a good everyman type. He's a gangling guy, a little nerdy as a teacher, not as obvious a leading man as Kevin Kline, and that fits the part. He's a guy off the street. I initially thought his singing wasn't smooth enough, but that also fits the character. I mentioned Douglas Sills, who plays the Frank Langella part, the chief of state, the bad guy. He's very slimy in the part, although this part, for me, almost became too much of a parody of a villain. Mamie Paris plays the First Lady. She is physically quite different from Sigourney Weaver, reminded me a little bit more of Hillary Clinton. She starts out as a dragon lady. By the end, you can feel her affection for Dave. The character of the vice president is underwritten. There's a scene missing that was in the movie when Dave really gets to know the vice president, gets to find out what he's really like. And I thought that was a real lost opportunity in this show because it makes the final transition a little too abrupt.
So Dave is a musical about the presidency at a time when the current holder of that office is, to say the least, controversial. Are there references to current politics? I mean, is the time right now for a political musical comedy because we are in the age of Trump?
Well, this is not a satire. And though there are mentions of tweets and there's some YouTube references, those are very small things. And for the most part, they have kept this show pretty broad and nonpartisan. I mean, it was a funny movie in 93. It's a funny musical now. But again, not a satire, not the Capitol steps, not Saturday Night Live. It's much lighter. At the end of the show, there's a very blatant appeal to get out the vote. The actors actually hold up signs, some of which say, "Make history, vote." It's kind of a corny ending, although I can't argue with that message. It is a good time for a political musical comedy. On the very simplest level, it tells us to pay attention. The person you elect may not be the person you thought he was.
Indeed. All right. Well, Judy, you are always paying attention, and we appreciate it. Dave is the world premiere political musical. It's at the Arena Stage in D.C. until the 19th of August. So next Thursday, which is your regular day, today we did it a little early, but next Thursday we're going to talk about Aida, huh?
Yes, this is the musical by Tim Rice and Elton John, and it's being done here in Baltimore by Artcentric at the Motorhouse.
At the Motorhouse, where we look forward to it. Thanks so much. We'll see you then.
Thank you, Tom.
Lunch today provided by Dangerously Delicious Pies. They've got locations at 2839 O'Donnell Street on the Square in Canton and at 810 West 36th Street in Hamden. Their menu includes a large variety of homemade sweet and savory pies and quiches. You can find them online at dangerouspiesbalt.com. That's it for us today. Tomorrow, my guest is Dr. Britt Kerwin. He's the chair of the so-called Kerwin Commission. We're going to talk about public education reform in Maryland, particularly how we should be funding our public schools. Hope you can join us then. Stay tuned for Here and Now, coming up right after the NPR newscast at the top of the hour. I'm Tom Hall on behalf of the entire Midday team. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.